Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse Podcast, a podcast all about beauty, being a YouTuber, being a lifestyle, being a podcast.
Do you remember when we said we were going to sit down and write the introduction so that every time we start the podcast, we had a solid,
I think it, but I think it's more exciting and almost more Christmassy when we do it this way.
Yeah.
With me, Robert Welsh.
And me, James Welsh.
Listen, what a week it's been.
It's been crazy.
It's been crazy. What was I going to say? Oh, genuine talk. Nothing's happened because it's the same day.
We're not going to lie. It's the same day as the other day we recorded the podcast. What were your hopes for the week coming up?
Oh, what my hopes. I have a busy time. You know what? I feel like, I know we spoke about Halloween last week and not feeling Halloween-y enough. Mm. But at the same time, when it comes to creating content for Halloween, I'm so lazy. There's so many like looks I want to do and come up with. And I'm just so lazy. I can't be bothered.
It's that mix of like, do we want to enjoy it or do we want to make it work? And really, because I never do Halloween content other than our joint channel.
Right.
I don't want to be like, oh, how do I ruin Halloween for myself by trying to stress out about it? I'd rather watch all the Halloween
stuff. I mean, what are you meant? It's like haunted skincare. Like, what are you meant to do?
Yeah, like the top spooky skincare. I don't know.
Spooky skincare moments. But I think when it comes to makeup, the looks that I have in mind, back in like, September, I was like, you know what, I'll set aside a whole day to create these looks. I can't, I don't have a full day
time.
Who has a full day to sit there and just create a look for the whole day?
Probably people who do this full time.
What do you think? I mean, there's a lot going on. You know, I need to tidy my room, you know.
Yeah.
I have no jeans. I need to wash my jeans.
But also find the one pair of jeans that actually fit you amongst all the jeans that you buy. Do you do that too?
I have like 10 pairs of black jeans. I wore for 2 weeks and now they're in a wash and my life is ruined because I can't find them.
Oh, I need to stop buying black jeans.
Yeah, same. What were your hopes for the week?
And just a pre-productive
top, and that's today's episode. Top 10 productive tips. Yeah. Number one, lose your jeans.
No, you know what? There's nothing. Obviously, moving house, there are a few more boxes that I need to get undone.
Yeah,
undone, unpacked. But I've opened them and I'm looking at them now, and it's just all skincare.
Yeah.
I just don't know when I'm ever gonna, like, I've already given Ashton, our assistant, all the giveaway stuff to put in what's it called?
Giveaway box.
Warehouse. And I just feel like there's gonna be more. I need to do, like, a few more boxes of it, because I'm just looking
not even joking. I filled up another thing and I was like, do we have any more room for this giveaway stuff? Mm-hmm. There's no more room. But we have a plan for it all. So we want to do a little bit more, something a little bit more charitable.
Yeah, exactly.
With
the skincare, if I don't see it, I don't know I have it. I don't know if that's just because, you know, there's something wrong with me, but I do not remember. I do not remember it. But that's partly what we're going to talk about, like a big reason I've changed up the way I kind of like store my skincare and display it, which we're going to talk about today.
Exactly.
But
listen, before we get into that, James, this week, is there anything you've been loving? Oh my God, are you looking around you for something? What are you doing to me?
You know what? There is. You know you have those brands where you're like, I don't like this brand. And you've talked about it very publicly. Then all of a sudden they start releasing good stuff. You're like, oh shit.
I have many of those brands. Yeah, yes, yeah. I do.
And then people are like, I thought you didn't like this brand. Well, listen, there's this brand called Sun by Me. And their original products that they launched with were things like the AHA BHA Miracle Toner. And I just hate it because it's not a miracle. It's an exfoliating toner. It's going to work. 30-day Miracle Toner. I was like, the product's going to work if you use it for 30 days. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how skincare works. So yeah. I was kind of annoyed with them. But they launched this line called the Yuja Niacin line, which is a mix of Yuja extract, which is a citrus fruit, kind of in the lemon family, which when formulated into skincare, I don't mind. It's when people go squeezing it on their face fresh from a tree. But also, of course, niacinamide. And their products, these products are really good for people with like oily skin or skin that gets very greasy throughout the day because they're very, very refreshing, evening, brightening. They give you that hydrated looking like glow without being heavy. I particularly like their brightening sleeping mask, which I don't use as a sleeping mask. I use it as like an everyday moisturizer because it is so light, but it's just, oh, so refreshing. And whenever my skin is dull and tired and, you know, when it just looks like it all looks gray for some reason.
Oh my God, that's me this week.
Yeah.
Crusty and dry.
Like a crusty piece of bread.
Like you move your face and it's like someone's trying to put it back in the other direction and there's like lines everywhere and it's like, why am I so dry? Yeah.
but this is amazing at this. What? But this is amazing.
This is so good.
You know
at
what
doing
is good?
This.
You go. It is very, very good at bringing back that brightness and that life to your skin, basically.
Nice. And what is it? Lemons.
It's Yuja, so it's in the lemon family. And the niacinamide is, of course, niacinamide.
So, me and James both did a review for this brand, and this is Nimya, and I reviewed it from, like, a makeup prep situation. We haven't seen each other's videos yet, because they're going to go up Friday, and it's Wednesday today, but back in time. But this is the cooling eye stick, and it says before, brr, like I'm cold, but I don't want to say that.
I won't be saying that.
I didn't find it, like, it wasn't like amazingly cooling. It was definitely cooling around the eye, but I have used things colder. You know what I mean? Like that panda stick from, is it from
Tony Moly?
Whatever. But so one of my favorite eyeshadow primers is the Sigma eyeshadow primer. Love it. It does it exactly what it needs to do. Every eyeshadow works with it. Every eye product works with it. My one little qualm with it is how I'm slightly dehydrated on the inner corner of my eyelids.
Me
so,
too.
Right? So no matter what I do, I can use an eye cream. I can use whatever. I don't use anything too rich under my eye makeup, first of all, because then it's just going to get all creasy and the eye primer isn't going to sit very well because of the excess moisture on my lids. So when I used this one, the cooling eye stick from Nimya, it was like I had a whole new layer of skin on my eyelids, no dryness, no nothing. And you'll see it in the video, when I do my eye primer and I carve out my brow with a concealer, it looks airbrushed, it looks so smooth, it looks completely, and it's the same product I use all the time. And sorry, in terms of a concealer and the eye primers, usually I'm used to seeing the eye primer, and don't get me wrong because it's still my favorite, makes my eyelid look quite dry. And usually I'm like, that's fine, I'm going to put product on top, you're not going to see it. It looked smooth, it looked so smooth, it was incredible. I don't know what it did, I don't know. And there wasn't like a silicone-y layer, there wasn't like a weird moisture layer, it was just smooth, all the way smooth. Actually, that whole brand, smooth everywhere under makeup.
So
how did you find it?
Here's the thing, is as a standalone skincare brand, if you were to come to me and say, this is a new skincare line, I wouldn't be all impressed. But because I think it really is, and I wish they kind of pushed this more, sorry if you've seen our reviews already, but I do wish they pushed it more as a makeup prep line, because I really feel
which
that's
I see
what it
as.
Is, which is what I see it as. So I feel like whilst it does have some good ingredients in general as a whole line for your skin, I do feel like it's more about the instant look and result that it gives your skin.
I would agree.
But like you, the cooling stick stood out for me because it's got things like caffeine in, which is a great antioxidant. So it has green tea, again, antioxidant, soothing, calming. But then it also has stuff like glycerin and squalane in. So glycerin is really, really hydrating.
Oh, glycerin.
Yeah. And squalane is what's naturally found in our skin, so it's like an oil, right? Like it's not a dry oil, but I describe them as dry oils because they're not greasy and they're not going to be dripping.
It doesn't leave
skin.
That oily.
Yeah. So that's probably what gave you that smoothness without having to do anything. You know, silicone-y or.
I was impressed with not the setting spray because I'm never impressed with setting sprays, but the serum, the glow that gave on my skin, was insane. It was insane. It was so good. But anyway. That was our favies for this week. You can check out our reviews on our YouTube channels if you want to. Let's take an advertisement break.
Yeah, perfect.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So today, talking about, you know, how you just moved house, talking about all this stuff we have, shit everywhere.
Yeah, basically.
Absolutely everywhere. We want to talk about storage and organization. Now, that sounds terribly boring, but
if it was very boring.
We're going to talk about building IKEA furniture. No, what we want to touch on is how we personally organize our own products, display products, like nice way to display them. Now, here's why we want to talk about this, because I personally find it really difficult to organize myself. I have shelves everywhere, but I just pile crap on top of, and then I rely on myself and my assistant to clean it 2 weeks later.
Right. Yes.
And that's basically me organizing things, but I'm trying to be a little bit better. So let's talk about let's just say, James, how do you organize all your skincare first up?
Okay, so I want to talk about like the back stock, and I know not everyone is an influencer, so they're not going to have like crazy amounts of product, right, that they need to back stock.
But here's the deal. Sometimes I used to, before I was influencering, if something was on sale, I would buy another two.
Yeah, of course. That's the thing. And I know people who will stock up on their favorites because you want to make sure it's in stock, or if you know that a product goes out of stock easily. But then there comes the problems of things like expiration dates and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So one thing that I think everyone uses is those acrylic drawers from Amazon, or you could buy the pricier ones from places like John Lewis, and there it's those two ladies from that Netflix program that talked over each other all the time.
Yeah,
what's that
they
called?
Seemed like they hated each other. I can't remember what it's called.
Like Organize with the Queens.
Organize my life with the Organization Queens.
Queens, yes. That was it. But what I love about these, right, is that you've got your standalone, almost like high rise trays, right? They're like, what are they called? Like drawer buckets. I don't know what they're called.
A drawer bucket?
What are they called? How do you describe it? So it's not a drawer, it's just like a... What is it? A box, an acrylic box, right?
Like a platform?
No, they're just like this, but they don't pull in and out.
Like a tray? Acrylic tray?
No, but they're like higher than that.
A deep tray?
A deep tray. So what I like about these ones, and obviously you can get them as drawers that pull out as well, is they come with a divider. So one thing I like to do is have a drawer for each different step of the skincare routine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have your cleansers, your you have your pre-cleanse, so oils and balms, cleansers, toners, exfoliants, serums, essences, masks, whether you then divide them to sheet masks or clay masks, that's up to you. I personally do. And then moisturizers, sunscreens, and then kind of like spot products like acne dots and all that kind of stuff. So what you could do with these as well is get those drawer dividers. So within each of those subcategories, you have oldest to newest. So then, right, so then when you pull them out, none of them, don't open them. These are ones you're not going to open and sniff, because I have this horrible
don't
habit
open
of,
them.
Do
yes.
not open them and sniff them, because that's it. You have 12 months, that's it after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6 to 12 months. I tend to do that a lot. So that's when it's, I panic and I'm like, friends and family, like, do you want these? So they're the ones that you're going to keep in back stock, but it's good to have these clear acrylic trays, because you can actually physically see everything that you've got in those trays and drawers. And I do tend to keep things around the outside as well. Do you know what I mean? So you can see on the outline of the drawer, the acrylic drawers, what exactly you have in there. Because, otherwise I forget. Then obviously the stuff at the front is the newer stuff that you kind of have to use next, whether you like it or not. Then stuff at the back is stuff that you've got another 24 months on, you know. When it comes to opening a product, that's when it all goes to shit.
Yes.
Right. So what I have, so I have my vanity, right, which we'll get to in a minute. But I have kind of like a really simple IKEA, like Lazy Susan. Is that what they're called? Like trolley? What's a Lazy Susan?
Is that the hole in the wall? The thing that spins around in the middle of a table.
Oh, I don't have those.
When you're like, say you want a dip that's on the other side of a table, you spin a lazy Susan.
Like spin me around the hummus kind of thing.
You're like a little trolley.
Yeah.
Something made.
Oh, that's what I meant. What's it called?
We don't know anything.
We'll call it the Lazy Susan.
You know what we mean. Trolley. You know what trolley Susan
trolley.
Made.
I have three tiers on there, right? So they are. Yeah. That whatever's on that is that you have to use next. You've opened this, whatever product you're using on your vanity, you've got to use those products next. So with my job, that could be a mix of a sponsored job that's coming up in a month that I then have to try for that month. So that will be on there. So I've got to use that next kind of thing. Mm-hmm. While I'm also using the current sponsored job content is on my vanity kind of thing. So I usually just swap them around. Two things that I've opened, I'm like, right, you've got to use that, whether it's on your body, whether it's on your face, whatever, or you want to give it away. You've got 12 months kind of thing. And then on that level as well, on that I have levels. So again, the top will be not cleansers, because they'll be straight in the bathroom if I've opened them, so I know I use them. But your toners, essences, then serums are kind of like underneath, along with sunscreens and moisturizers on the bottom. So I know I have to swap them out kind of thing. And this is going to be quite short, I think, because I'm nearly done.
I have questions.
Okay, then on my vanity, which is my everyday usage, right, so I have quite a few things. So on my vanity, I'll have favorites that I know I can fall back on, ones that if my skin gets screwed up, I know I can just turn to, kind of thing. But also products, also my basic routines, products that I know my skin loves, so that when I am trying, say, for example, a new serum, I know that I can use these products without that really affecting the result of my new serum. So I know if the serum's working for me or not.
Right.
So I have like my firm favorites and current testing kind of thing, which is usually a lot less than, of course, everything that else is going on. For display wise, because I think it's really important to like organize your routine as well. There's, you get those like acrylic steps, don't you? Like those little tiers.
Yeah, they're on Amazon or wherever as like herb organizers, herb shelves. Because they're for your kitchen covers to stack your herbs on.
Yeah. So they're great for like organizing your serums into categories or like whatever you want. So like at the top I'll have hydrating ones, like my main skin concerns, right? Then the middle will be like targeting dark spots. Then the bottoms will be more actives, like retinols, vitamin C's, kind of things. Things that I feel my skin needs, but they're very, very clearly organized.
Do you believe in labeling your storage boxes?
I don't, because I can clearly see what's in them, but I think there's no the problem. Like I used to use those IKEA Alex drawers, and I would label the drawers with what's in them.
Biggest mistake ever. Mm-hmm. If you have a lot of makeup and skincare, those Alex drawers are terrible. Absolutely terrible. I had the Alex drawers, and then I had the acrylic bits that went inside, and I could fit less in them than I could in an acrylic pull-out drawer thing. Yeah. Like, so much less. And I was like, this is a waste of my money, it's a waste of my time, I can't even open the drawer all the way, and it's terrible, and it's just awful. I can fit, what, 10 blushes and bronzers, like, all together in there. I have more than 5 blushes, I have more than 5 bronzers, I have more than 5 powders.
Yeah.
Too much. I'll need another Alex store. And they're really fucking heavy.
Yeah. Well, they're awful. Like, once you've built them, that's it. Like, I've moved so many times with these Alex drawers. And it's. But that's the thing as well, is they don't work for me because, maybe if you have less stuff, they'll work for you. But they don't work for me because they don't hold enough. They also don't work for me because I cannot see what's in them. And I'll forget about it. I'll instantly forget about what's in there. What do I have?
And when it comes to like labeling things, if you move stuff around all the time, it's like, oh, great, another label. Like in your kitchen, I get it. Like label your flour, label your what's it. But when it comes to something you're moving around constantly and, you know, things expire constantly and all this kind of stuff. Can I also, a little secret about those acrylic drawers, right?
Mm.
Brands that sell acrylic stuff for organization know that people are going to invest in it, right? Mm-hmm. All my acrylic drawers and all my acrylic whatever in my room, I found on the internet as shoe drawers.
Yes.
And the shoe companies do not know how much acrylic can go for.
Yeah.
When it comes to people
organizing. To shop around for them. Yeah.
Yeah, do. Because don't go paying like, you know, £50, $50 for a piece of acrylic when you can buy, you know, shoe organizing drawers. I don't mean the ones that fold up and clip together. It's like sturdy acrylic drawers that stack on top of each other with dividers that can come in and out. They're perfect.
Exactly. And here's the thing as well, is a lot of people ask me if I write expiration dates on my products. I don't because I keep them in their packaging until I open them and they're being used. Here's the thing, if you don't have too many products open, right, and you're like, realistically, you don't have too many products open, you're a normal person who uses a normal amount of product, it shouldn't take you 12 months to use up one of your serums, for example.
It shouldn't take you.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But whereas I don't get around to fully using up a product ever. Like, so it will never go past its expiration date because, for example, if there's a toner I don't like or I've finished using, I've tested it, I've given it 1 to 2 months, I'll use it on my body and it will go within like 2 weeks. Do you know what I mean? Like it will disappear kind of thing. So I never really keep like note of that until I've opened them. Then I'm like, oh, right, now I'm counting down kind of thing.
Listen, the app, the Beauty Keeper app. Have you got the Beauty Keeper app?
I don't, but it just sounds like so much effort.
Oh no, I'm not going to go through, I haven't gone through everything and done it, but now when I open a product, then it goes in and then I can, you know, expire it. I'm getting quite good with my throwing away. I'm a kind of person who, I know a lipstick is a year old and I'm like, oh, I might need it, even though I have 20 of the same color beige, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. One thing I really like, I'm more ruthless now for sure. One thing I do like is on my vanity again is organizing it so I can clearly see what I have. And it kind of, so I like having a specific area on my vanity for each section of my routine. So not each step, but for example, if I have 3 moisturizers open, they'll all be on one set thing. So I almost like to create these like little islands for each step, and it helps you keep them, it helps it keep your vanity tidy and like on display. There's on Instagram and TikTok, Lux Home Decor Limited, they do these really affordable like trays made from like plaster. And other bits, like rubbery material, but they look like marble and you get loads of different colours and patterns and like
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah, loads of different size trays and stuff. And just having these like little platforms to put your steps and to pick up a product, use it, and then put it back, keeps it so organized and so tidy. And again, you're not spending a fortune. You can like easily move them around the house. Like bits I used to have in my vanity are now in my bathroom. Doing it because they're gray, black and white, so they go in any room. And just kind of keeps things... Instead of, I'm someone who will pick something up and just put it down and it'll be there forever. So like when we talk about products same. We love, right, they're on my desk here for like months and months and months. So
yeah,
but at least within that mess, I can have it organized. So I have a tray, then I'll just put all the products I pick up go on that tray. And then at least when I get round to it, I can sort out that tray. But for now, they're organized on that little section. And it's more of an organized mess. And that's one thing I always do.
I have that same thing on my like filming desk because I don't use makeup outside of YouTube and Instagram. Never have really. So unless it's for work, you know, but on my filming desk, I have this tray that's, I think it was like a pencil, like a desk insert for pencils or stationery. And again, I'm not going to search makeup storage because people are like, oh, people will pay more for this. Yeah. Stationery, all this kind of stuff. And that's why I keep like my always products. Like I always use this foundation when I'm filming. I always use this brow product. I always use this powder. I always, you know, that's them. And then everything else is just, in, you know, even people know how you put drawers away and things like that.
Yeah.
Listen, one thing that I found really, really useful for displaying stuff, right? Because now I have like a skincare routine and this routine where I'm trying to have like you said, if I don't see it, I don't know it's there. Mm-hmm. I opened a cupboard the other day and I was like, oh my God, this is a whole new world because there was always something I didn't realize I had.
Yeah.
Muffin display shelves.
What's a muffin display? What is that?
So there's, if you go onto like the internet and type in acrylic cupcake display, and it's like three tiers of like, it's like half a circle. Oh my God, the best. I have all my fragrances on them. And I'm going to put like skincare and stuff on them as well. And it just looks nice.
I'm only getting like squares.
Oh, you mean
like this? One piece, three tier cupcake stands.
That's the exact one, but it's not God. White. You peel off a plastic. And
they're
so easy.
That.
Just screw it. Yeah, just screw it together and stick it. It's on the windowsill in my bathroom with all my fragrances on.
That's so clever.
Yeah, and it's right there. I know exactly where it is. I know exactly how to see everything. And then I was telling you as well, for my skincare, because I'm not a skincare person, I don't know what's going on. I have it all in a drawer underneath something that I open. I'm like, oh, I don't get this. So I have it's like a little caddy with a handle, and in the middle, there's like this bigger, deeper display thing, not display, pocket, where I put in the products I use morning and evening. So my toner, for example, lip balms, I have like brow things that I use, like brow oils, all this other stuff. And then one side is my AM and one side is my PM, and it's so organized. And that's just exactly how I like it. I'm going to try and get into my head now that I need to have everything out. No, I don't mean out on the sides, but at least in a box or in the something, you know,
right?
Yeah. I used to keep, when I made an order, right, and the product came, I would keep the base off a box, you know, I'd cut off a lid. How I used to store my makeup. I would just put things in there. When I had, I used to keep my, separate from my kit, I used to keep my, like, YouTube makeup in you know, it's like plastic drawers you can get, like, for free, once for free. And that was everything. Now I have free bookshelves and with loads of drawers on, so it's changed slightly. But, I just used to recycle boxes and keep them in there and keep it in a cupboard out of the way. It was so much easier. It was so much easier back then.
But here's the thing. I think as long as you can see it, I think that that's the best thing to do. If you are going to bulk order stuff, again, make sure you can see it. And one thing I have to do is if I'm going to buy skincare, I have to be in this room looking at that double shelf thing because...
Yes, I know.
I can look at that and be like, oh no, you don't really need that. Like, you don't need that. I can see everything I've got there. I can see I've got like five different like serums of the same type that I need to get through before I buy any more. But also, do you know what I really, really like as well? Is if you do have a lot of serums or a lot of smaller products, you can buy like those nail varnish display things that you stick on the wall.
Yes.
With command strips. Right?
Yeah.
And you can stack your serums in there, which is what I used to do. Then little things like acne patches, like pimple patches, like all the little bits that are kind of like grab and go, or kind of, well, not grab and go, but you know, you're at your vanity. They're not things you always need, but like you might need them, so you can just reach over from the little nail varnish and grab them, take them out. Yeah, little things like tweezers and like little hair. So if you're at your vanity and you see a quick little hair, you can pluck that out, kind of thing. But
or your grab products.
Yeah, your grabby products. But that's another thing, is that home decor place I told you about, the Lux Home something something, they do this a double toothbrush and toothpaste display holder. So it's like, imagine like a concrete brick with two holes in it, then one square a hole. And what I do with that is I keep cotton buds, cotton pads, and then skincare spatulas, like reusable ones, all in there as
things
well.
Things like that, like toothpaste things, plant pots, are so good for, what's it called? Brushes, makeup brushes. Mm. It's a thing again, like, don't be looking for
specific skincare beauty
don't search the internet for beauty, you know, all this stuff. Like, people make like amazing plant pots on like Etsy, for example. Etsy, when it's just like a plant pot and it's like really affordable, really nice. It's like fake marble.
Yeah, I have a plant pot that I keep any kind of like instant hair removal stuff in. So like beard trimmer, tweezers, scissors, all that kind of stuff. I don't know exactly what's in there, but if I think, oh, I need to get rid of that bit of hair, I will go to that plant pot and be like, right, what's
that's
in here?
That's my coffin. I keep this coffin on a desk, and it's a plant pot. It's a plant pot, it has all my like tools in, like my nose hair trimmer, my scissors, my lash glue, and things like that. Ah!
We're out of time!
Everyone shut up!
Hang up!
Let's finish on this though, however. What is the one, like, organization mistake that you made, do you think?
Keeping things in clothes drawers, keeping things in IKEA furniture, buying Alex drawers just because all the influencers online bought them.
Yes, that's
they're it. The biggest purchase mistake I think I've ever made.
Oh, what a load of shit. I think one of mine is, I really like it and I'm not going to change it, but having my eyeshadow palettes in color order depending on the outer packaging.
Oh, what does that tell you?
I like the way it looks, but I try and remember all the eyeshadow palettes I have, but I don't. Yeah.
So when we're filming like 5 minute crafts, or when we're doing something and we need a quick eyeshadow palette, Ashton's like at your library of like color palettes.
Yeah.
You're thinking like, I think there's a green in this one. I think there's a green in that one. Because
there's not.
You don't know because it's color coded by packaging.
I think the outside packaging is green. Oh, there's a green in that one and there's no green in it.
To be fair though, the outside packaging should reflect, like should have the colors at least on. But then how do you organize it? Because if you look at a load of color palettes, you can't be like, well, these are green palettes, put them up and they've all got pink packaging and red. Because
you just have to remember every single palette you have. And I have more, I don't know how many I have in there, hundreds and hundreds. I can't remember every single one. So that's when you start to use like the same palettes over and over and over again, because you know exactly what's in there, you know exactly what you have. But that was my big color ordering is like the biggest mistake. But also lipsticks, right? If you're not showing off your lipsticks and you don't like to keep your lipsticks on display, oh my God, melt them into a palette, a lipstick palette, a purposely made one, not one you have put together because it bleeds into each other. Cut them off, shove them in a microwave for a few minutes and have a lipstick palette. Keep the end bits because there's more in there, you can scoop them out later, but then you can shove them in a drawer somewhere. Depot everything, it's such a room saver, and buy some magnetic palettes online.
All right, bye.
For the love of God.
For the love of Christ.
Listen, if you have any storage secrets, maybe your grandmother, your great-grandmother gave you a storage secret. Yeah,
maybe she has a secret
chest. Acrylic is a lie. Let us know on Instagram. It's at the Double Cleanse Podcast. You can follow me at Robert Welsh. No, at Robert WLSH on Instagram.
And me, James Welsh, James_S_Welsh on Instagram too.
For more bits, tips, other bits.
Bits.
Other tip bits. Listen, thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next week, because we are every week now. We're every week kind of people now.
And you better remember that.
You need to remember this.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye. All right.
Goodbye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.